In 1938, we have Kristallnacht, so we see the acceleration of violence against the Jewish population in Germany.
Joe Goldman is teaching the Holocaust Unit, part of a genocide elective offered at E.O. Smith High School in Storrs. Goldman guides students through the stages that led to the systematic persecution and murder of 6 million Jews and others by the Nazi regime.
That's right. Right. So it's clear now that the Jewish population is going to be targeted.
Goldman says at first he was a bit hesitant to teach the genocide course.
I immediately felt some of the weight of the responsibility. It feels like the sort of class you can't get wrong.
Connecticut law requires public schools to provide Holocaust and genocide education, but local districts can decide how to present the material. They determine the content and the grades it's taught in. Most schools incorporate Holocaust education into social studies classes. Some, like E.O. Smith, go further and develop specialized genocide courses. Near the end of the school year, Goldman invited Dr. Leon Kamaides to speak by Zoom with his students.
Today, I will try to share with you a little bit of my story, of my survival story.
Kamaides is a Holocaust survivor who was born in Poland. When he was just 7 years old, his father, a rabbi, arranged for him to be hidden by the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church. Kamaides was given a new identity and sent to live in a monastery in the mountains.
My name was going to be Levko Chaminski. I was given a Ukrainian name, and I repeated that name over and over again in my mind so that if I were woken up in the middle of the night and asked for my name, I wouldn't suddenly blurt out my real name. I was taught how to cross myself. I was warned never to speak about my past, never to mention my parents.
Kamaides lost his parents during the war. Years later, he came to the U.S. and became a leading pediatric cardiologist in Hartford. 16-year-old student Colin Moffitt says hearing from Kamaides helped put a face on the atrocity.
6 million people, when you're given that number, it's just a statistic at this point. You don't have faces, you don't have names, you don't have anything like that. And just seeing like a real survivor talk about their experience just puts things more in perspective.
For decades, survivor testimony has been central to Holocaust education. There's greater urgency now as the last generation of survivors ages. Their stories are being recorded and some are being preserved using artificial intelligence. Research is underway to see how that might work in a classroom setting. Still, as the teaching of difficult history evolves, Joe Goldman says the fundamental objective stays the same.
It needs to help students understand the world around them. So what I have in mind right now is the essence of genocide is essentially hate.
And he says students can see that.
There's a vein of anti-LGBTQ sentiment. There's a lot of anti-immigration sentiment in the country today. Anti-Semitism is on the rise, not only in the United States, but in Europe. And I think the class should help them not only see that, but think about the individual choices we each have to make when we're confronted with hate.
18-year-old Elias Uderbach says the genocide course opened his eyes, but as he looks around, he's frustrated.
Yeah, I think today there are efforts to sort of reconstruct history, pick and choose what we want to remember and what we don't want to remember.
He calls that foolish.
Because by rewriting these historical narratives, we hide what we truly are as a human species. We need to understand what we are capable of, what patterns lead us to these things. And I think it is just wrong to deny that these things do exist in our hearts.
For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Diane Orson.